With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. From Texas to the Florida Panhandle, north to the Carolinas, a record-breaking winter storm is snarling trouble on the roads and in the air, dumping lots of snow and spreading ice across a vast area. New Orleans resident Amy Welch making the best of it.
I just had to get out and experience it because we don't ever get snows like this, hardly ever, and it's just so beautiful. And we've been sitting inside drinking coffee and eating and wanted to come outside and just experience it. And the dogs wanted to get out here and play in it. It makes you feel like a kid again.
Parched Southern California could get some rain at week's end, dampening the prospects of another round of killer wildfires, but also raising fears of deadly landslides.
Rain is forecast this weekend. Meanwhile, the Eaton Fire is 87% contained and the Palisades 59%, according to Cal Fire. Evacuation orders remain in effect, and officials warn that other residents need to be ready to go if new fires start.
Correspondent Julie Walker says a death toll from the fires has risen to at least 28. Also at SRNNews.com, 22 state attorneys general have joined the ACLU challenging President Trump's attempt to end birthright citizenship. They argue Mr. Trump's executive order is unconstitutional. The White House response, we'll see you in court. Another Trump executive order shuts down federal DEI offices, putting employees of those offices on paid leave before they're eventually let go. Acting to secure a lead role for America in the AI revolution, President Trump has unveiled a new private sector partnership, investing up to $500 billion in new AI data centers. OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank joining forces in the new Stargate initiative. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 59 points. More on these stories, SRNNews.com. The March for Life takes place on Friday.
Tens of thousands of pro-life advocates are due in the nation's capital for the annual event, which will begin with a rally on the National Mall, followed by the march up Capitol Hill to the Supreme Court building. This is the third march since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, but pro-lifers say the event is just as important as it always was, as the fight over abortion has moved to the 50 states. Washington, D.C. is in the grip of dangerously cold temperatures, but a mild warm-up is expected on Friday. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates will try to get more voters to pass amendments enshrining the procedure in their state constitutions. Lawmakers in Hawaii and Virginia, where the legislature is controlled by Democrats, have proposed abortion amendments for 2026. The Virginia resolution is moving through the legislature, but would need approval from both chambers again next year before it can go to the people. Voters in seven states approved abortion amendments in the November elections. This is SRN News. A Senate bill with support on both sides of the aisle would pressure the Education Department to safeguard students from anti-Semitism and other forms of discrimination at school.
Republican Senator Bill Cassidy and Democrat John Fetterman have reintroduced the Protecting Students on Campus Act. First put forth shortly after the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023, it was crafted in response to the anti-Semitic demonstrations that cropped up on U.S. college campuses. Senator Cassidy says the bill holds universities accountable to address discrimination and maintain a safe learning environment for all students. Bob Agner reporting.
The Minnesota Supreme Court will hear arguments this week on whether it should wade into a partisan power struggle. It's roiled the state house for more than a week. Democratic lawmakers are boycotting the state capitol. They're trying to prevent their Republican colleagues from taking advantage of a temporary one-seat GOP majority. More details at SRNNews.com.